For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. 50 years ago, nearly 500,000 young people gathered on Max Yazger's farm in Bethel, New York, for 3 days of peace and music, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair. The festival has grown to legendary proportions as a symbol of youth culture and the power of cooperation and love. Music from artists like Santana, Richie Havens, The Who, and Jimi Hendrix mixed with drugs, rain, and mud that resulted in a sometimes uncontrolled but famously peaceful August 1969 weekend. USC historian Lauren Skloroff said Woodstock's impact on history is somewhat complicated.
The impact of it was the public face of the counterculture, and I think to some degree the confirmation that you could have 3 days of peace, love, and harmony.
We're all feeding each other. We must be in heaven, man!
Skloroff said despite talk about drugs, lack of sanitation, and other things that went wrong, some things went right.
One thing that's important is that there was a political agenda. It wasn't completely incoherent, wasn't completely drug-infused, that there was a longing for a better world, and that was embodied in the musicians that performed at Woodstock.
One big group that was not at Woodstock was the Youngbloods, but its song, Get Together, was everywhere that summer and perfectly captured the spirit of Woodstock.
Love is but a song we sing.
Youngbloods founder Jesse Colin Young believes the two are intertwined.
You know, the spirit of Woodstock is the spirit of get-together. It was all, love is but a song we sing, fear is the way we die. I think the people at Woodstock were saying, we choose love. We got to take care of each other.
No rain, no rain!
Get-together was released in 1967 and made a splash in San Francisco. But when it was re-released in 69, the timing was right and it became a national hit. Young said Woodstock was part of a movement that had started 2 years earlier.
It was a wave that started in 67, and that wave just grew, and when Woodstock came along, it had increased. That was the wave that carried all the good things from the 60s, that carried organic farming, that carried racial equality, and all those things that were part of that wave then into a solid place in the middle of our body politic.
You've proven to the world that 500,000 kids can get together and have 3 days of fun and music and have nothing but fun and music, and I God bless you for it.
A recent attempt at a 50th anniversary Woodstock concert failed. Skloroff was not surprised, saying times and people have changed.
I think the logistics now of putting on a concert of any kind are much more complex. The security, the sanitation concerns, the crowds, the permits, which were still issues in 1969. It's just that they were able to get by without really addressing these things.
Nonetheless, Young sees evidence that the Woodstock ethic still resides in people's hearts.
And I just came from a show last night in L.A., and I'm here to tell you that the spirit of Woodstock, it is alive and well, and it's kind of coming back. Because the country I've been driving around in for the last 2 years is still there. That's the spirit of Woodstock.
The singer said Woodstock transformed what was then called the counterculture into a lasting part of American culture. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.